Chapter 12, Mysterious Wrapping.
August 24, 1850, I saw that the mysterious wrapping was the power of Satan. Some of it was directly from him, and some indirectly through his agents, but it all proceeded from Satan. It was his work that he accomplished in different ways. Yet, many in the churches and the world were so enveloped in gross darkness that they thought and held forth that it was the power of God. Said the angel, "Should not a people seek unto their God? For the living to the dead? Should the living go to the dead for knowledge? The dead know not anything. For the living God do ye go to the dead? They have departed from the living God to converse with the dead who know not anything." See Isaiah chapter 8, verses 19 and 20. I saw that soon it would be considered blasphemy to speak against the wrapping, and that it would spread more and more, that Satan's power would increase, and some of his devoted followers would have power to work miracles, and even to bring down fire from heaven in the sight of men. I was shown that by the wrapping and mesmerism, these modern magicians would yet account for all the miracles wrought by our Lord Jesus Christ, and that many would believe that all the mighty works of the Son of God when on earth were accomplished by this same power. When this view was given, spiritualism had but just arisen and was small. There were but few mediums. Since that time, it has spread all over the world and counts its adherents by many millions. As a general thing, spiritualists have denied the Bible and derided Christianity. Individuals have at different times deplored this and protested against it, but they were so few that no attention was paid to them. Now, spiritualists are changing their method, and many call themselves Christian spiritualists, declaring that it will not answer to ignore religion, and affirming that they have the true Christian faith. Bearing in mind also that many prominent clergymen are in sympathy with spiritualism, we now see the way open for the complete fulfillment of this prediction given in 1850. I was pointed back to the time of Moses, and saw the signs and wonders which God wrought through him before Pharaoh, most of which were imitated by the magicians of Egypt, and that just before the final deliverance of the saints, God would work powerfully for his people, and these modern magicians would be permitted to imitate the work of God. That time will soon come, and we shall have to keep hold of the strong arm of Jehovah, for all these great signs and mighty wonders of the devil are designed to deceive God's people and overthrow them. Our minds must be stayed upon God, and we must not fear the fear of the wicked, that is, fear what they fear and reverence what they reverence, but be bold and valiant for the truth. Could our eyes be opened, we should see forms of evil angels around us, trying to invent some new way to annoy and destroy us. And we should also see angels of God guarding us from their power. For God's watchful eye is ever over Israel for good, and he will protect and save his people if they put their trust in him. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Said the angel, "Remember thou art on the enchanted ground." I saw that we must watch, and have on the whole armor, and take the shield of faith, and then we shall be able to stand, and the fiery darts of the wicked cannot harm us.